You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with Dr. Steve Jonas, a professor of preventive medicine, School of Medicine, Stony Brook University in New York State. Dr. Jonas is 76 years old and a prolific writer and has authored, co-authored, edited, and co-edited over 30 books for both academic audiences and the general public. He is the sole author for 5 books on triathlon and duathlon, multi-sport racing, and co-author for one that is published and one that is in preparation. He is also a regular contributor to USA Triathlon's web blogs under the Ordinary Mortals blog. Dr. Steve Jonas, welcome back to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's great to be here. And, I take it as a high compliment that you have invited me to come back.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, we had a nice time with our last visit. I thought it would be great for our listeners to hear from you again. So, you know, you've written a book, 101 Ideas and Insights for Triathletes and Duathletes. Tell us about that and where you can get it.
Okay. That book is published by a publisher called Healthy Learning Coach's Choice, and you can get it on the web by just Google Healthy Learning Coach's Choice, and it'll come right up. Then you have to put Steven Jonas, Steven Jonas, in the search box, or you can put in 101 Ideas and Insights for Triathletes and Duathletes. I think if you just put in 101 Ideas and Insights, that will get to it. That's a collection of ideas and insights that comes from the work I've done dealing with helping people to become multi-sport athletes, triathletes, and duathletes over a period of close to 30 years now. I published my first book on triathlon called Triathloning for Ordinary Mortals back in 1986. I published 101 Ideas and Insights in 2011, and last year I published a book on duathlon alone. That's duathlon training and racing for ordinary mortals.
Now, how would you compare duathlon and triathlon? What's the difference?
Okay, triathlon is, they're both primarily three-event races. Triathlon is most commonly, overwhelmingly commonly, swimming, bike, cycling, or biking and running. And the duathlon is generally a three-segment race, but there's no swimming. So you do a run, then you do a bike, and then you do another run. The book Duathlon Training and Racing for Ordinary Mortals, published by Globe Pequot Press, and that's available on Amazon. Just type in my name and Duathlon Training and Racing, you'll get to it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. This is the first modern book, the first contemporary book on duathlon only, and it's part of a campaign that the USA Triathlon has been undertaking for the past several years to increase the visibility and popularity of duathlon racing. And it has in it a chapter from USA Triathlon, which is our national organization, which represents the sport at every level, from the Olympics down to the to local races.
Now, for those that may have missed your last visit with us, tell us more about the book that you have written entitled Duathlon Training and Racing for Ordinary Mortals, Getting Started and Staying With It. Tell us more about that, if you would.
Okay, I did this book, again, in cooperation with USA Triathlon because we would like to attract more people from cycling and running into multi-sport racing, not been any way stopped doing running or cycling races. but you can add something that can be a lot of fun to do. And we want to give duathlon more visibility. We want to have a book that recognizes it for itself. There are a number of books, including ones that I've written, that primarily for triathlon, that which will include a chapter on duathlon. But this book is about duathlon only. I did myself the third race I ever did was likely the first duathlon ever run. At least, certainly, the first one run on the East Coast. In those days, it was called biathlon. This approach to multi-sport racing was, as far as we know, invented by my friend Dan Honig, who was the president of the New York Triathlon Club. And he developed it originally to extend the season for multi-sport racing that you can do what were then called biathlons, now called duathlons. Earlier in the athletic year, before triathlon, because you don't have to worry about cold water, and then the same thing later after the triathlon season has finished. Now duathlons are held entirely, throughout the whole racing season, which in the Northeast is generally from March to October. And, of course, there are parts of the country where races are held year-round.
We're joined again by Dr. Steve Jonas, a professor of preventive medicine at the School of Medicine, Stony Brook University in New York State. He's also the author of the book, Duathlon Training and Racing for Ordinary Mortals, Getting Started and Staying With It, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, do you do the sport yourself? How many years have you been involved? If so, how many races, and do you win?
That's a good series of questions. Yes, of course I do the sport myself. I'm in my 31st season of multi-sport racing. I have done 233 triathlons and duathlons. I'm a member of the Century Club in triathlon of USA Triathlon. I did my first race, and I remember the date precisely. I've done a lot of races, and a lot of them, frankly, I don't remember. But that very first one was a triathlon that I did in Sag Harbor, New York, on September 17th, 1983. It was and still is, the races are still run, called the Mighty Hamptons, Triathlon. It happens that I'm pretty sure it was the third race that I did, which was the next spring in May of 1984. It was then called biathlon, organized by, as I mentioned, Dan Honig. It was held on Floyd Bennett Field in Brooklyn, New York, and it was raining. So it was wet, but you didn't have to go swimming, but you did. but we did get wet while we were doing the race. I was much younger. I now, at 76, I'm not going to go out riding the bike in the rain. But then I was very eager, and I did it. And I've been doing both duathlons and triathlons ever since. You asked, do I win? One of the nice things about our sport is that there are plenty of opportunities to win, depending upon your age. Generally, awards are given in five-year age groups, although there is some variation among races in that. It happens that in my region, the New York metropolitan region, there simply are not very many men of my age who do these races on a regular basis. So I've been winning, quote-unquote, my five-year age group since I was in my mid-60s. Of course, the thing is that I'm very slow, Eric, and I started slow and have gotten slower. But if you're the only person in your age group and you get to the starting line and you cross the finish line, you win. What I've always taken away is, first of all, it's the joy of doing the sport, of being out there. The multi-sport racing, triathlon, duathlon, is an open sport. And it really doesn't matter how fast or how slow you are. We welcome everybody. And, of course, as a slow person, I've been welcoming slow people ever since I got into the sport. There's room for everybody in this sport. And interestingly enough, I came from sailboat racing, and in sailboat racing, there aren't age groups. There are size groups, but there aren't age groups. And if you don't finish first, second, or third, that's it. It doesn't count. In triathlon and duathlon, what counts first is getting across the finish line. And getting across the finish line is, as I'm have said for many, many years, happily and healthily. That's the first thing. And so, yes, I've had a lot of firsts. I like getting them. I like getting the plaques. I have my basement wall is lined with them. But the thing is, it represents the fact that I have been in the sport, have stayed with the sport, have been with it so long, and I will keep doing it as long as I keep having fun. If the day comes that I don't have fun doing it, I'll know that that's a signal to me that it's time to hang up the cleats, as they say.
Well, how about telling our listeners, if you would, once again, where they can connect with you online and also where they can purchase your books, if you can hit on that one more time.
Yeah, I do have a website. It's called Ordinary Mortals, one word, ordinarymortalsoneword.net, and that's my website. You can find out more about me. You can find out about the books. And you can find out about what, for me, is the central element in everything from becoming and staying as a regular exerciser to becoming and staying as a multi-sport racer, triathlon, duathlon, and that is how to go about mobilizing your motivation. I think that that mobilizing your motivation is the central element that we're talking about, that is the central element for leading to success here. And I write about organizing and mobilizing your motivation at some length in both books that we've talked about, both Duathlon and Training and Racing for Ordinary Mortals and 101 Insights, Ideas and Insights for Triathletes and Duathletes. And also, if you go to my website, you can find the formula. It's really, it's a very simple five-step formula, which begins with self-assessment. Where am I now? What do I like about myself first? What don't I like about? What might I want to change? Then it goes, the step two is defining success for yourself. And that has to be defining success in a rational and reasonable way. So for me, being slow, and as I am slow, I define success in getting to the starting line, crossing the finish line, and having fun in between. Does that mean that every step or every pedal of the bicycle, step of the run or pedal of the bicycle ride or stroke of the swim is fun? No. Sometimes you really have to exert effort. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it's a challenge. But the overall experience has to be fun. That's my definition of success. Then the central element is goal setting. What am I doing? Why am I doing it? For whom am I doing it? And if you're not doing it for yourself, if you're doing it for somebody else, goals set to satisfy somebody else's needs, not your own needs and desires, that's not going to work. The fourth element is establishing priorities, both within your racing experience and between your racing and training experience and the other parts of your life. And then the fifth step is taking control for yourself of the whole process. If you're not in control, the process is not going to work for you. So those are the five steps. And again, you can find out more details about them and how to use the Ordinary Mortals process for mobilizing motivation on the website. Thanks very much for asking that, Eric. Once again, it's ordinarymortals.net, ordinarymortals.net. The two books we've been talking about are Duathlon Training and Racing for Ordinary Mortals, published by Globe Peacock Press. That's available on Amazon. And 101 Ideas and Insights for Triathletes and Duathletes, which I believe is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, but is certainly available on the Healthy Choices, Healthy Learning Coaches Choice website.
Well, we certainly appreciate your being with us once again. We've been speaking with Dr. Steve Jonas, a professor of preventive medicine at the School of Medicine, Stony Brook University in New York State. Also the author of the books, Duathlon, Training and Racing for Ordinary Mortals, Getting Started and Staying with It. Also 101 Ideas and Insights for Triathletes and Duathletes. You can find the latter at either HealthyLearning.com or CoachesChoice.com. And the website of reference, and that does it all, is OrdinaryMortals.net. Dr. Steve Jonas, thanks for being with us once again here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Eric, thank you so much for having me on. It was just a pleasure, always a pleasure to talk with you, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak with your listeners.
You're more than welcome, and you are certainly welcome back anytime. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.